Welcome to Sweet Tea and Tacos. I'm Dave.
And I'm Jen.
And so we've been real busy.
Oh, crazy busy.
And we know a lot of people are. So yeah. We got to thinking, okay, what's something that we've been struggling with, and that's cooking. So what are some quick things that we've cooked that we like that maybe other people haven't, I don't know, would like to know about?
Right. So we, you know, cooked a lot during kind of the lockdown, the quarantine, all that. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people can relate because, you know, you're just at home. But as things have opened up more and life has just gotten crazy busy, we have been pressed for time to do a lot of real kind of authentic kind of from scratch.
Yeah, big cooking.
Completely from scratch cooking, right, and that kind of thing. So we were talking about some quick meals, like Dave said.
And like when you're busy, going out is easy, you know.
Yeah, but it can get expensive.
It can get expensive and disappointing, honestly, if you like to cook, because you know,
right,
maybe depending on what you spent and how much better it could be, you're like,
You're saying, oh, I could have done just as good or better at home for cheaper.
For cheaper, yeah. I mean, it's great when you go out and it's great.
Yeah, I mean, if it's like a really, really nice restaurant.
Well, not even
and it's
that,
like an anniversary treat or a birthday treat.
Well, not even that. But if you just go to, you know, you go somewhere and it's just great. But whatever kind of restaurant it is. But too often you go out and it's like, that's just fuel.
Okay. And for a lot of people, that might be all right. For us, I guess
we have a hard time with that.
We're a little food snobby because we're just like, that was really just mediocre. And who wants to spend their hard-earned money on mediocre?
Right. Okay, so some quick meals. So obviously, you know, I think we may have touched on a couple of these here and there.
Right.
So some quick things. So a couple of the little caveats that we tried. So we don't do like boxed pre-made meals, like pre-seasoned things usually very much at all.
Yeah.
And part of the reason is it has so much stuff in there, you don't quite know what you're getting. Whereas when you can cook from scratch, quote unquote,
right,
you know a little bit more of what's in your food.
Right. And we're not trying to slam any brands. No, that's just kind of an example of a type of category.
Right. So we tend not to do those kind of things too well. And if you do it, that it's, we've looked at the ingredients and it's as clean as it can be.
Right. Maybe. We're very, and we've touched on this, we're very much label readers, and it can be tricky because there's some things in there you don't really know, is that good, is that bad, what is that?
Right.
Just like, for instance, if it says yeast extract, it's usually MSG, monosodium glutamate, and that can be tricky because, you know, it's not what it looks like.
Right. But then, like, pasta sauce is kind of
a safe category.
Yeah. You can get a lot of them that are really clean. And,
right.
Honestly,
and organic.
And organic. But honestly, that's how tomatoes are preserved a lot anyway.
Right.
Is they make what they call a tomato passata, which is just basically crushed tomatoes, and they might put a little herb in it or something, but which is essentially what you're getting in a pasta sauce. So obviously pastas, while we're talking about pasta is a quick one. Everybody does pasta, but what are some things that you can do to make it a little bit different?
Right. Well, I would say buy organic pasta.
Yeah.
And try to buy organic sauce. I think the taste is just better, you know.
And there's lots of different types of pastas out there. We use a lot of lentil pasta here.
Yeah.
But then doctor it. We always, quote unquote, doctor it.
Right. And one way that we really like, that we think helps a lot, is doing fresh garlic. And, you know, the other is pretty quick. I mean, popping open a jar is quick, pouring it in, boiling the water and doing the pasta is fairly quick. Take the time to do something that's going to make it extra special. So take the time to do those garlic cloves.
I mean, it takes 30 seconds to throw.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a little bit to do the preparation, you know, to kind of peel that garlicky, flaky skin off. Yeah. And, you know, you may want to smush it with the back of your knife or put it through a garlic press or something. But it's worth it.
But that also goes to having those pantry staples, whether it's garlic, fresh garlic or powdered garlic or dried herbs or something.
And we like to not just throw it in the red pasta sauce. Mm-hmm. We like to do it in a little oil, you know, and kind of heat it up and, and not like let it get real, real brown, but just it just pulls out the flavor.
Yeah, and that's a Bordelaise, which is something that your mom cooked a lot, but it's kind of from New Orleans-y area that we, from here, where we get it. Right. But it's basically olive oil, butter, and garlic. Mm-hmm. And you let that garlic infuse. You throw your pasta in it.
And then do some herbs.
And then herbs and Parmesan.
Parmesan, yeah.
Yeah, that there you go. That's
right.
it.
Right.
And it's pretty easy sauce, and it's different. You know? Right. But we doctor the sauce. Lots of garlic. If we got dried herbs, we have fresh herbs. There you go. Boom. It's a different flavor sauce. It's a fresher, brighter tasting than just a jar.
Yeah, just try to add something that's going to
different. A lot of times some olive oil to the sauce.
Right.
That really helps. Mm-hmm. You know, fat helps with flavor.
Right.
Olive oil has a big flavor, and that just helps get in there. All right, so pasta, that's pretty easy.
And also adding the fresh grated Parmesan at the end.
And Parmesan, one of those, having the staples on hand helps you cook faster. And,
but just spend a little extra, and don't buy that stuff in the shaky jar.
Don't buy shaky.
Jar. You know, just get them. You can buy it at the big box store, but it's genuine Parmesan.
And it'll last for
ours lasts for several months. You know, we just keep it in the fridge in a Ziploc bag.
And we're so lazy, we keep the shredder,
the grater with
in
it.
The bag. Yeah. You know, just because, hey, why not, right? That's the only thing we use it for. So
pretty
in the
much.
Bag, you pull the bag out, there you go.
Ooh. Yeah.
All right, so that's pasta. All right. Now, we talked a little bit about this on the soups one, but we've made really quick soups.
Right.
And really quick chilies and really quick gumbos with canned things.
Either canned or frozen.
Or frozen, right. Right. So soup, you know, I mean, if you're, you know, like we eat a lot of vegetarian, not exclusively, but a lot, but yeah, real quick soup, frozen mirepoix, some stock.
Yeah. Good quality stock. Good
quality stock. And a rotisserie chicken if you want meat or
Frozen shrimp
For gumbo. You know, I've done a quick gumbo, and my Cajun friends don't hurt me, but, you know, they may never let me back in Louisiana. But, you know, I start a roux, oil and flour, or butter and flour. I get that going. I pull out my pan. I throw my frozen mirepoix in there, the Cajun mirepoix. You can get here in the groceries, the onion, celery, bell, frozen, pre-cut. Mm-hmm. Throw it in there with a little oil. Get that going. In a separate pan. Get that cooking for a while. I let that cook. I throw the stock in there. I get that liquid building up. I throw my shrimp in there and maybe frozen okra. Mm-hmm. And I get that going. And then I throw that roux in there, and it's done.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, a little bit of Louisiana type of seasoning.
Or Tabasco. Cajun seasoning, you know, whatever your preference is on the hot sauce.
And there you go. And that doesn't take very long. I mean, maybe 30 minutes. And and really the only special thing we purchased for it is the frozen shrimp.
Uh-huh.
That was frozen, and it's a USA frozen shrimp.
Right.
So those kind of things. Soups, like the stock, the veggies, or maybe I picked up some fresh leeks, and it's a leek soup, you know.
Yeah, like if you're going to do a chicken soup, I mean, just always add some fresh leeks.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of a hack. That kind of like with the garlic and the pasta sauce, that's going to bring out a tremendous amount of good flavor.
And we picked up at one of the warehouse stores a while back, it was a big thing of dried mushrooms.
Mm-hmm.
You know, big thing. It was really inexpensive. Handful of dried mushrooms, some frozen veggies, put your stock, get a rotisserie chicken, shred it up, put it in there, boom, soup.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And we really like to do chili, you know, with the canned beans.
Canned chili beans.
Yeah.
Yeah, organic ones. You can usually get at the grocery. Open up four of those, throw some V8 in there.
Or
some stock.
Yeah, some chili powder, paprika, whatever.
Chili powder, paprika for your seasoning.
Bay leaf.
We've done it with spinach. We've done veggies. We've done whatever. Mushrooms.
You can do a white bean chili. And if you want to do white bean chicken chili, right. you know, put some rotisserie chicken in there.
Right. So that's all pretty no-brainer stuff yeah. there. But there's a few things we've done I thought were unusual and turned out pretty quick. One of the ones you kind of, you did, you, one of your favorite French guy chef.
Oh, Jacques Pepin.
Jacques Pepin. A cassoulet. You yeah. don't think about cassoulet being quick.
Right. I think it traditionally is not, but he showed a quick version, which yeah. was nice. And I think his had ham in it, and we're, you know, we're trying to avoid meat these days. But we just didn't put any meat in right. it and did, but, like, garlic and onion and then mm-hmm. these kind of canned...
Cannellini
beans.
Right. But it didn't take long, and you just kind of...
And stock.
Yeah, stock. Whatever kind of veggie we had on hand to throw in there. I think you did it with broccoli one time, you know.
Maybe.
But it was just quick. It
yeah,
was,
and it's just, kind of a combination between, like, a soup or a stew mm-hmm. and just, I don't know, it's just kind of this hearty, like,
right.
thing just to eat, you know?
Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes quick meals can be even just more, like, no-fuss meals, too.
Right, right.
You know, I mean, one of our favorites is baked potatoes, you know?
Yeah, like, to just, you know, do baked potatoes, and then right. we kind of have a toppings bar, you know, like some... maybe steamed not even broccoli that much, right? or yeah. a little grated cheese or a little sour cream. Right.
And then recently we did some sweet potatoes, but they were these Japanese sweet potatoes.
Oh, yeah, those were good.
Yeah, and we did like Japanese sweet potatoes and some greens. We just picked up, we literally walked into Whole Foods and they were just, oh, these look cool. So we grabbed some of those, some collard greens. Mm-hmm. And I can't remember what else it was.
I can't remember either, but.
Yeah. I think some squash. And just, you know, I mean, you threw the greens in a. Stock pot, put the lid on there with some water and salt and pepper and let it rip.
Yeah.
You know.
But then, that's a pretty no fuss kind
yeah,
of.
Yeah, and you can put the lid on it, turn it down low and walk away and yeah. do some stuff and come back and there you go.
Right. But yeah. like with the potatoes, I mean, the oven does pretty much all the work.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's not exactly quick because it takes about, what, an hour to bake right. a potato, but you don't have to sit there and futz over the stove
yeah,
and all
it,
that.
We, cornbread, that was the other thing we had with it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and we keep, you know, we've got the, you know, an organic hot rod, you know.
Cornmeal mix
ready to roll, you know. And if you don't have buttermilk, which sometimes you may not have picked up buttermilk if that's the only thing you use it for like us,
mm-hmm.
then we've done it with lemons and...
Right. You can kind of do a faux buttermilk yeah. where you add lemon juice to... either half and half or whole milk or right. something. Yeah. And it kind of curdles it, yeah. you know.
I actually like it for biscuits almost better than the regular buttermilk. Mm. But anyway, so those are some quick things. What else?
Well, like the other night, you know, you did those, I don't know what you call them, soft tacos, fajitas.
Oh, soft fajitas. Yeah, some veggie fajitas.
Right.
I mean, we had some avocados that were ripe
mm-hmm.
and needed to be used. So mm-hmm. I stopped by to pick up some tortilla chips, and I thought, you know what, let's just make fajitas.
Right.
We had some onion. We had an onion, mm-hmm. and I picked up two bell peppers and some portobello mushrooms. And, I mean, literally, it probably took me all of 10 minutes to get it cooking, mm-hmm. You know. But to make that even easier, you have the frozen, like, sliced onion and pepper blends now.
Right, right.
And the portobello, one of the reasons I got the portobello is it was easier to clean two big portobellos and it is a bunch of mushrooms.
Right, right.
And chopped them up real quick and threw them in there.
Yeah. And that's the mushrooms we've talked about, that's a great right. meat replacement. But,
yeah. And the other thing I like about the vegetarian stuff is it is almost, I think, quicker than cooking meat.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously it is quicker, but it's less cleanup. It's less, you're
yeah,
not worried
you don't
about
have
raw
to
meat.
Worry about the... You know, the contamination and all that.
Or, hey, did it cook all the way through?
Right,
it's a vegetable.
Right.
Boom, it's done. You know. All right, what else?
I don't know.
Breakfast. We did breakfast
yeah.
for dinner a good bit.
Right. And we love that. I would say...
And it's pretty quick.
Yeah, try not to get too complicated with
right,
it.
Right, it's easy for me to do.
Of course, when you cut meat out, it might not be too complicated. But, right. like... Not too long ago, we did some really good waffles.
Yeah.
And we kind of came up with our own recipe.
We were on a waffle kick because we, you know, you can actually get, there are a fair amount of good pancake and waffle mixes out there with hardly any junk in there, and you just add water.
Right. You don't even have to add egg.
Right.
But this, we added some cornmeal to.
Right. We didn't have any, so we had a little bit of flour, a little bit of
right.
cornmeal.
came up with our own
thing. Threw a little cinnamon and nutmeg in there. And,
some really yummy spices. Right. And then we just did some scrambled eggs, you know. And then we, I think, brewed some coffee or made some hot tea or something.
Right.
But it was a very, excuse me, filling meal. And, I mean, our kids, our teenagers loved it. And I mean,
right.
It was just super easy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you don't have, usually we have some sort of syrup on the in the cupboard, you know. But
yeah, sometimes y'all will put peanut butter on top of your waffles.
That's from my mom.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I mean, that makes it even more kind of hearty and filling, you know.
Right.
But yeah, that's a good one.
So yeah, there's some quick things we like to cook that are cooking, not just heating up a container, because it's a little healthier for you, you know.
Right. We try to, like David said, eat as clean as we can.
And it's more economical than, say, just a pre-made organic casserole or something, you know.
Which those are kind of hard to find, but if you do find them, they're pretty pricey. Or
pre-made organic meals, yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes you have to do that. But
oh, sure.
Yeah, the more we can cook. You know, like last night, I mean, I think I spent $10, $12 for all of that. We still have leftovers, you know. Right,
for those veggie fajitas,
I think the only thing that was probably not the cleanest were the tortillas, you know.
Right, and sometimes you can find organic, some organic.
They didn't have any organic tortillas.
Right.
You know, so, you know, I mean, depending where you live, you might have a better source.
Right.
Or you get jiggity and you make some.
Jiggity.
But anyway... so we like to cook some quick things, and sometimes we cook, you know, a little more elaborate, but a lot of times we just have to cook quickly and inexpensively, but we still want it to taste good and be good for us, which is kind of the goal.
Right.
But, and I mean, we cook a lot of other things, but these are kind of quick things,
right. Just to get supper on the table, you know, within about 30 minutes.
Yeah. That's the goal, you know, get it on the table, make it be healthy and economical and good for you.
So. Right, and as long as it gets the seal of approval from our teenagers, you know, you can pretty much count on, you know, most people liking it because they're the picky ones.
They eat pretty good. I mean, I don't think we have too much trouble with them. There hasn't been a whole lot of Lulus, as you like to say.
You mean mess ups.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where they don't like it or
anything. No, not too many.
Not too many disasters. Every now and then. But anyway, hopefully they gave you some ideas for cooking a quick meal and or doing something quickly that is a little more from scratch than, you know, you might think is possible. But hey, if you got any ideas, let us know. You get some things you like to cook quickly. We'd love some.
So, yeah, absolutely.
Hit us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or shoot us an email. Subscribe and share with your friends. We appreciate it. And thanks for listening. I'm Dave.